This news update is brought to you by Advanced Auto Glass and More for windshield replacement, stone chip repair, and Boss snowplows. They also sell and install custom glass enclosures. See Advanced Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. Hi, good morning. My name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting and some of your latest headlines, beginning with local stories. First, Michigan residents can breathe a sigh of relief as gas prices see a welcome drop this month. AAA reports a significant 11-cent decrease from last week, with regular unleaded now averaging $3.60 per gallon. According to AAA spokesperson Adrian Woodland, factors like reduced demand and increased supply are contributing to this decline, with potential for further decreases in the weeks ahead. Jackson has the highest average price at $3.74 per gallon. Lapeer and Sanilac counties are leading the charge for affordability, boasting the cheapest gas prices not only in the Thumb region but also statewide, with a gallon of unleaded gas priced at $3.53. Tuscola County follows closely at $3.56, and Huron County trails at $3.68 per gallon. It's essential to note that these figures reflect a generalized combination of all gas stations within each county, with variations likely to occur based on specific city or village pump prices. As Michiganders navigate these fluctuations, staying informed about local gas prices and how implementing fuel-saving strategies can help ease the strain on wallets. And for more updates on that, make sure you always check into thumbnet.net. The warmer weather makes it perfect for a bike ride around a paved scenic trail in southern Tuscola County. The Smooth Rollin' Southern Links Trailway Group will host a 14-mile ride on a 10-foot-wide asphalt trail at 6 p.m. this Wednesday, May the 8th, where there will be a view of forests, farmland, wetlands, and open fields. To participate, riders will gather at the Southern Links Trailway head in Columbiaville, ride to Millington, and then back to Columbiaville. Riders are required to wear a helmet, bring water, have a tire repair kit, and a red light on the back of the bike, a white light on the front. The railway is a recreational area that uses the former railroad bed that was developed with a Michigan Department of Transportation grant more than 30 years ago. It was the first trail in the area to be developed on a former railroad track. The trail is overseen by Management Council, composed of representatives from village council members from Columbiaville, Otter Lake, of Millington, and the townships of Forest and Millington. The trail is funded with donations and the support of local townships, and there will be donation tubes throughout the trail. I'll be right back, right after this, on Thumb Broadcasting for more news.
At Advanced Auto Glass and More, we're your only local certified dealer and professional installer of CHI overhead doors. This is Dave Soul. We have a wide variety of CHI overhead doors to select from, ranging from residential to farm to commercial businesses. There is absolutely no door that is too big or too small for us. Here at Advanced Auto Glass and More, CHI is a trusted company with a top quality door, and with our professional installation, we are confident you will be another happy customer. Stop in or give us a call at 989-269-6655 for an estimate today. That's Advanced Auto Glass and More, just south of Bad Axe.
Floodwaters have closed some Texas schools after days of heavy rains pummeled the Houston area and left hundreds of people in need of rescue. Authorities say a 5-year-old boy died after riding in a car that was swept away in fast waters. Forecasters expect storms to begin tapering off in southeastern Texas today. That being said, high waters have closed some roads and left residents facing lengthy cleanups in neighborhoods where rising river levels led to weekend evacuation orders. Houston is one of the most flooded-prone metro areas in the country. In fact, in 2017, Hurricane Harvey dumped an historic rainfall that flooded thousands of homes and resulted in more than 60,000 rescues. Nationally, Russia's defense ministry says it plans to hold drills simulating the use of battlefield nuclear weapons. The announcement today came days after the Kremlin reacted angrily to comments by senior Western officials about the war in Ukraine. The ministry says drills are in response to provocative statements and threats of certain Western officials regarding the Russian Federation. It was the first time that Russia has publicly announced drills involving tactical nuclear weapons, though its strategic nuclear forces regularly hold exercises. Tactical nuclear weapons have a lower yield compared to massive warheads that arm intercontinental ballistic missiles intended to obliterate entire cities. That news update was brought to you by Advanced Auto Glass and More for windshield replacement, stone chip repair, and Boss snowplows. They also sell and install custom glass enclosures. So see Advanced Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road.